Every time I'm asked to share some thoughts about Christmas, I think about the last time I was in Bethlehem. I spent a whole afternoon there that day, wandering around the fields where the angels appeared to the shepherds on the night that Jesus was born. You know, Bethlehem is a very rocky area. The fields are full of caves, and in the first century, the shepherds used those caves and also little stone huts that they built to shelter themselves and their sheep from the elements. However, many people don't realize this fact. In the first century, Bethlehem's fields were a religious restricted zone. Their use was restricted to a special kind of shepherd and a special kind of sheep. The shepherds were chosen and supervised by the temple priests. And the sheep were sacrificial lambs. They were being raised to be sacrificed in the temple. So think about that. Jesus, the Lamb of God, was born in the city of sacrificial lambs. I don't think that was an accident. But it gets better. Because, as we know, the word Bethlehem in Hebrew means house of bread. And Jesus said that He was the bread of life. Think about that. Jesus, the bread of life, was born in the city of bread. Now, I don't think that was an accident either. Now, by the way, the term bread of life can be translated to mean spiritual food. So Jesus is our spiritual food. He's the source of our spiritual growth. I think that's why the angels sang a special song to the shepherds that night. We've all read about it in the Christmas story in the Gospel of Luke. But here's what the angels sang that night. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill towards men and women. Now, in the original Greek, the word peace in that passage means harmony in groups. And the word goodwill in the passage means satisfaction within ourselves personally. So, Jesus was born to bring us peace and goodwill personally and to bring peace and goodwill to our groups. Those facts alone are amazing. But in addition to all that, the birth of Jesus is actually a supernatural double miracle. It's two supernatural miracles rolled into one. And here are those two supernatural miracles. First, Jesus was born in the city of sacrificial lambs so He could be sacrificed for our sins. That's why the angels told the shepherds that a Savior had been born. Second, Jesus was born in the city called the House of Bread so He could be our spiritual food. That's why the angels told the shepherds that Jesus is peace and goodwill towards all people. So as I wandered in the hills and caves of Bethlehem that afternoon, I realized something very important. I realized that Christmas Day is one of the most supernatural days in world history. It's more superficial. It's more supernatural than Santa Claus. It's more supernatural than reindeer, more supernatural than Christmas trees. It's even more supernatural than any Christmas present we can imagine. Because Christmas Day is the day our sacrificial lamb was born in the city of sacrificial lambs, and it's the day that our spiritual food was born in the city of bread. Personally, I think that's why the angel Gabriel told Jesus' mother Mary that, quote, you're to give Him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give Him the throne of His father David, and He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and His kingdom will never end.